It's your show, Con.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, what do you want to do? Since
his,
I haven't been
he's
here,
gotta get his flappy birds.
It was always you.
Okay.
This might have been the hottest Cheetos of all time.
Welcome to the pod.
Do 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 do.
Nice. Welcome to the pod. And I say, the show's all right. Probably gonna get a strike for that. How accurate?
No, they know that was. You said the show's all
right. Oimbo up,
oimbo up, oimbo up,
oimbo up, oimbo up, oimbo up, oimbo up, oimbo up, oimbo up.
I saw a meme the other day that said that motherfucking Lion King should have been PG-13 based strictly off the look that Nala shot Simba.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Popped me pretty good.
I mean,
welcome to the pod, mm-hmm. Pontiac.
Nala is also super hot.
I mean, Nala,
let's just check that box real quick.
What are you doing over there?
Does she count as Angry Bird? Disney princess? Because is she the hottest Disney princess?
Is she a Disney princess?
Yes.
Is her mother
100%?
No, because that means that her mother would be Simba's mother.
No, it doesn't matter. She's married.
She's a Disney queen.
Whoa.
Yeah. So ipso facto,
bruh, she is a queen for real.
Yeah, she is
for real. For real.
What are you playing over there?
I got nothing. No, my phone's just sideways. Just sitting sideways, boys in the days. It's Angry Birds. We're back on my Angry Birds grind. And when I say my Angry Birds grind, I think I played this when I had like an iPod Touch in
probably
high school.
Yeah. Sounds right.
I think that was the last time I played Angry Birds for some reason. I was like, you know what? Apple Arcade seems cool. I'm going to finally redeem these 3 months.
Is it cooler? It seems like they have cooler games.
It's sick. The games are actually good.
Quick question, what's the difference versus just getting a game off of the store?
No idea.
You got to pay for
it. Yeah, you get 3 months for free, yeah. And then it's like $7 a month, and you get all the games for free.
No idea when they brought back Angry Birds, but I had an old iPod Touch.
It never left.
Lost it. Yeah. No, 100%. They 100% took away the game because I had an iPod Touch that I lost for like 2 years. We got it back, no update, so I had Angry Birds on it, sold it for like $40. I think I was in seventh grade. It was awesome.
Mitt, are you too young for Nokia Snake?
No, I did play Snake on my laptop.
Laptop.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a futuristic one.
Welcome, Pontiac. This is the pod.
How are the Pontiacs doing?
Yeah, what's up, Pontiac?
What's up, Pontiac?
What's up,
you know what?
Fuckers?
Tell us below in the comments how you are.
Yes, and tell us what you want us to do.
Yes.
And what do you want for Christmas from Santa?
Yeah.
We missed little Santa.
We still. I've been here for a couple weeks. We still do bones. We still picking bones.
We're still doing bones.
Yeah, we're still doing bones.
Picking bones. Huh? Yeah, we're still doing bones.
What? That's what the Pontiacs want. What's that?
We're gonna take what these two Pontiacs said into consideration. We're asking everybody. Can you please not speak for the rest of the Pontiacs? Oh, so you are going to speak
Foxy,
for the
Foxy, don't come up here now and shoehorn yourself in here.
I'm speaking for myself.
Go ahead.
Consider this the comment section live.
Well, no, sure. We're going to ask. We're going to have everybody give their thoughts, but yeah.
Well, you guys are significantly smarter than the comment section, so.
That's not true. Whoa. That's not true. That's not true at all.
Yeah,
that's
why we don't. Big brains.
That's why we don't want you guys to speak for them, but please. Please
go ahead.
Pontiacs have big brains.
I assume the comments want five. We want five. Pretty simple right there. We are the comments.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to let the Pontiacs know, you know, there are a lot of babies in this office. And guess what? It's only growing. So, unfortunately for the Pontiacs, it's only going one way.
That's not even what it is. That's not even what it is.
It's going down.
So, the pod runs off of what? The pod fod?
Yep. Okay?
I mean, it is a barren wasteland.
That ain't real. You guys can find anything.
Nope, there is not enough. There's barely enough to do one.
Maybe in our heyday. Internet's all dried up around here.
Yeah.
In our heyday, maybe we could. But, right, not anymore. We don't have it like we used to.
That's not real.
That's not true. You guys are climbing still. You haven't peaked at all.
Oh, we peaked a long time ago.
No.
Foxy, it's real easy not to listen to what you have to say.
Why?
We asked you to come up here and you said no.
I didn't say no.
We had an idea to start the show. Okay. It was everyone.
Hey, I want all the Pontiacs to know that, you know, I was planning on coming on the show.
And you were like, no, fuck you.
And then a member of the show said, yeah, actually, we were told it the worst episode we ever had. had was when you were on Foxy, when Nick and Diggs were here. I just so ever since then, I said I knew it. I ruined the chemistry.
You were on recently?
I ruined the chemistry.
You were on recently?
Yeah, I was on recently.
Well, my ears are fucking bleeding.
That's why I never come on. I knew I was going to ruin the chemistry.
Can someone ask him?
I personally miss you.
I'll ask him. What do you want to ask him?
From all the other Podiacs, like the number one comment is he wants more boobs. Does he want more boobs too?
Is that what the Podiacs want more boobs? Do you also want more boobs?
More That's boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I've always been part of the Podiacs where I say, yeah, we need more boobs.
All right. You know, all right. You're the Podiacs.
Yeah, I'm the one.
This, this question's coming from me.
Boobs. Say boobs.
We had a great idea to start the show today.
Okay, what was it?
We all have a bag of chips, and we were all for the first.
We're just going to munch into the
for however long it took to eat a single bag of chips. that was going to be the first however many minutes of the show, and you didn't want to participate, so we didn't do it.
Yeah. I would have pulled the plug. Okay. I would have pulled the plug.
So that's how we get the show.
Kind of how things go around here. You got to be all in or all out.
Yeah, I
pull the plug, Foxy.
The whole day. You're not eating chips. You're not eating chips.
I signed a do not resuscitate on me long time ago. Pull that thing.
Bingo. DNR, motherfucker.
Well, I'm happy you guys vetoed that idea. That's a good. I'm just glad you aren't doing that.
Will you DM Gamer?
Do I have any bones?
Take a bone.
I got a bone.
No, I can't get sucked into this because my last time I had a bone and I thought it was decent. We had a good conversation. And then Bruce tells me that I was the worst guest in the history. So with that.
Don't listen to Bruce.
See ya.
Where's your bone?
Bye, Foxy.
I guess it's bone.
What was Foxy's
Bruce
bone?
Bruce was his bone.
Man.
Oh, Bruce was his bone?
Yeah, bye, bitch.
I'm looking around.
I do love.
You know what? I got a bone to pick.
Fuck.
What's your bone?
What's your bone, Tony?
Zito hasn't wore that hoodie before because it's sweet.
I have.
That is sweet hoodie.
I've never seen it.
619, baby.
Is that from Moana?
Come on. You know
Tony.
Dude. 619.
Okay.
Will you stop playing Angry Bird?
I'm not playing Angry
Look at that symbol and tell me it's not the...
I can't see.
Were those not pineapples? Were those coconut people that were attacking Moana on the ship?
Coconut people.
Ooh. Fucking Lucha Libre.
Aztec
dude.
Warrior essay.
I'm just saying.
That wasn't very
No more locked doors.
Will you pull up a picture of Moana coconut people?
Moana.
Any bones while that's
I got a bone to pick with my fucking dog, Walter.
Ooh, what Walter? What Walter?
Good story.
He's a good boy.
Spoiler alert, I heard this story.
It's a sweet.
Good story, though.
We just moved recently, and the backyard is not done. It's consistent of mesh and hay and grass seed and a little bit of grass, and Walt does not like it. I think he thinks it's carpet, and he's a good boy, so he will not pee or poop on it. So he goes to the side yard, the side of the house, which we share with the neighbors, and Walt's a friendly guy. He's a super friendly dog.
He's a nice guy. He's
and
a good boy.
After he takes his morning dump this morning on the mostly on the neighbor's side of the grass, I picked it up because I'm a good guy. You know, nice. I can't have that. And I'm walking back to the house. I'm like, all right, Walt, come on. I go left to my house. Walt goes right to the neighbor's house.
Walter
walks right up to the back door. And it just so happened to be at the exact time that they were opening their door to let their dog out.
No.
And, you know, Walt likes other dogs. He's a social dog.
Yeah, but that's really a fighting scenario.
No, my friend.
I thought that's where it was going to.
He really does not really care much for other dogs. Not in a violent sense, much more in a get the hell out of my way. There's people in here. He walks into my neighbor's house.
Wow. Yeah.
Sits down in their dining room and just looks at them while they are the husband. I believe he was fixing a light fixture. And the wife was just like stunned
fixing a light
120 pound black dog just walked into their back door and just sat down in their dining room. I was so embarrassed. Holding a bag of poop.
But he's acting good. He just sat down.
He just wanted to see what was going on in there.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. This
is my house.
Yeah.
He's probably so curious. You know how many times he thought, like, I wonder what it looks like in there.
Well, he found out.
He played the flag. That's your house now.
Yeah,
he punched the shit out of their dog.
You know how two houses.
Bullied their dog right back into the house. Get out of my way. There's people in here. Sat down, looked up. Get the fuck out of here,
Walter. That's really confused.
How about the other dog being a bitch-made dog?
Well, it's just a little guy or girl. I can't blame them.
What kind?
I'm not sure.
Little cockadoo?
I'm not sure. You know, about the size of a pigskin, about the size of a duke.
Oh, Jesus. Walter should have fucking ate that dude.
Yeah. Tiny little doggy.
I'm glad that
normally they'll try to go after people, though.
Yeah.
No, they're all bark. Anytime you walk up close to them, they shut the fuck up at me.
Connor, now can you look at Zito's symbol on his hoodie and then look at the coconut people on the screen?
I mean, it's very close. I definitely didn't remember these coconut people.
From Moana?
Yeah, definitely did not remember.
What part of the movie are they in?
I don't know. So
obviously on the boat,
Moana goes to the island to find the rock.
Yes,
and he was in that
the
cave
actor,
or whatever.
Not a rock.
No, yeah, the actor.
Oh, gotcha.
Maui. And then Maui fucking locks Moana in the cave, and she gets out, and he's trying to get away on the boat, and Moana gets on the boat.
And that was so sick when the ocean starts helping her.
Yeah, it was right after that.
That was great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Maui would fuck these little fuckers up.
I like the weapons. Didn't like the as one much as on the right.
They're
sick.
They're feisty little fuckers.
Serrated edge.
Power numbers.
That is like a tooth that he added on, a serrated blade with other smaller teeth.
I got another bone.
Okay. I'm trying to think of one. I got real pissed.
You're going to do a show about titans and monsters?
Oh, no. You're speaking for everyone who's watching this.
Every single episode better have a goddamn titan or monster in it. Amen. And I'm not talking about a flashback back to a movie I've already seen.
No. Or even new monsters.
So we've seen titans. Only three? Technically, the one that when she falls in, those are technically titans down there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So we've seen three.
Those are kind of like mutos.
But that was cool. Okay. I like that. I didn't mind those. Okay. I didn't mind those.
Sure, sure.
The one episode where we see the guy.
The snow cum guy?
That snow cum guy is
what
one.
What show are you fucking talking about?
Monarch.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters on Apple TV.
It's a great show. Okay.
Monsters.
Fucking.
Attaboy.
Kurt Russell's dominant.
He's great in it. Actually, I like all three of the.
Me too.
The other two characters. The third
just
one,
don't
I
go
like.
Don't go an episode without.
I really like the Weasley Monarch. Actor guy.
The
guy with the beard.
Curly
beard.
Yeah, curly headed.
What the hell is he in?
Oh, the guy from Yahoo.
We don't have time here today. He would tell us.
No, he is in, oh my God. I think he's in Mayor of Easttown, and he's the dad.
He is?
Yeah. Wow. I think that's where he's from. Wow, I'm proud of myself for that.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's that fucking guy.
He's good.
He's also.
He's so Weasley.
Yeah, he's in other things too, though. I'm trying. He was in something that was big recently. But, Mayor of Easttown, and there's another show that guy's in that he's
I got another bone to pick. I believe Connor will share this bone. I was watching the Netflix movie.
That's Kurt Russell's son? What?
His other son?
No. Wyatt Russell?
Wyatt? Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Come on,
that's Kurt Russell's boy?
No, okay, so.
The younger Kurt Russell in the show.
Flashback 1950s, Kurt Russell is
Lieutenant
his son.
Oh, I knew that strictly because of Winter Soldier. In the Falcon.
Joe Triplett, please click on Joe Triplett.
Joe Tippett.
Tippett.
Yeah. Joe Tippett's a dog.
The morning show.
Oh, what's his role in the morning show?
He's Hal blonde, Jackson. He's blonde hair's brother. Who's crazy.
You're right.
Mayor Easttown. Yes.
Nice.
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. He's in Dirty John. He's Bobby in Dirty John.
Oh, he's what? The bull.
Oh, let's go.
The Blacklist, obviously.
He got killed for sure.
He's cow in Boardwalk. This guy's got chops.
Yeah, huge chops. Was someone picking up a bone?
Yeah, I was picking up a bone.
Chops.
I was watching that Netflix movie, Don't Leave the World Behind, Leave the World Behind, something like that. Mm-hmm. The new one with Julia Roberts, Mahershala Ali, mm-hmm. Ethan Hawke. Incredible cast.
Great cast. The daughter of Mahershala Ali. She's like a famous rapper or something.
Okay.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, she's on like the board. Maybe not rapper. I'm definitely getting it wrong, but she is also a known person.
Unbelievable premise for a movie. Some type of natural disaster / cyber attack takes out all the core functioning systems of the United States.
Oh, so this is a true story.
It's kind of a thriller, kind of a drama.
Uh-huh. It's going to happen soon.
It's a thriller.
And boy, it was like I was like halfway through it and I was texting Conman. I was like, dude, you would love this movie. It's right up your alley. So many conspiracies, the great actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm. C-word.
It's got everything. And the fucking ending happened and it was so unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Just disgusting. It was sickening to end a movie that way.
Yeah, I turned it on immediately.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Because I also was curious about it. And this was even before I saw all the conspiracy fodder around it. It does have multiple scenes where you're like fucking locked in.
Very
like,
cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool scenes. But the ending, it just ends.
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie without any twist.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great way to put it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where like they're just trying to figure
out. Where like,
the
twist happens.
It walks you right up to the cliff and then stops.
The twist happens in those movies and they're like, this makes sense. Even if you hate it. You at least know.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's none of that in this.
None.
But if you just enjoy like some good special effects and shit like that, this would be a sweet watch.
It was cool.
But if you want like a bow tied and
mm-hmm.
no.
Maybe there'll be a sequel.
How does it stack up to what was the Tom Cruise movie, War of Worlds?
See, that was tough.
I mean, I thought World of Worlds was a fucking unbelievable movie.
Yeah, a lot more action in that one. This one's more.
Is that Dakota in that movie?
This one's more dread and fear and paranoia.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. And they do multiple things that make the movie better in their very small things, like the music they play at intense scenes, I thought was sick.
Yeah.
So it's scored really well.
It scored very well.
Shot awesome. There's a bunch of cool little camera flips they do and like
great shots. Acting was really good.
Kevin Bacon is in it.
Yeah, Bacon.
Forgot about that. Yeah, he's a sweet role.
The last page's script wasn't good.
Yeah. No. So if you don't care and you're down for just like an hour of like goodness and then
something to put
10
on.
10 minutes of shit.
Okay.
One's for you.
I didn't love the last couple episodes of Squid Game.
This is the same place, right?
They mailed in the last episode.
I saw the Monk movie.
Sorry, what?
I saw the Monk movie.
And?
With Shalhoub?
Don't listen, Tony. Don't listen.
With Shalhoub, yeah.
No spoilers.
I'm never going to see it.
Shalhoub?
I won't say the spoilers, but basically he killed COVID. They talked about him and COVID.
Nice. Yeah, he solved it.
Saved the world.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Sick.
Shalhoub did?
They basically...
He plays Fauci.
The whole role of the movie is that he was basically like going to end his life.
Shalhoub?
Yeah. It was very dark.
The defective
the Monk movie was super dark?
Yes.
Was the show dark?
Not really. Not really.
It had its moments. I feel like where he was a sad
Don't
doctor.
Do this.
Okay, here we go. Bruce knows.
Yeah, I mean I watched Monk though. Back in the day. What is
what?
He?
What?
A detective.
Monk?
Bruce, you're a monkeyac?
I thought Monk was always kind of a medical guy.
Bruce has no idea.
If my buddy, whose favorite show of all time was Monk, didn't have a huge speech impediment and could speak at all, I'd call him right now and ask him about the Monk movie. But
damn. So then why does Monk hear COVID?
No, they just talked about how he
But you want COVID around, boy?
Because
he's got OCD really bad. All right. You're right. He's not a doctor. But he is kind of a doctor in the sense where he's got OCD so bad he's always cleaning shit and worried about
detective
shit.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, he's the man.
Tony, so this movie is related to the show?
Yeah,
it is related to the show, yes.
What's it on?
USA Network.
Peacock. MGM Plus.
Peacock.
Oh, I think, you know what, I think it's back. Bill!
What?
Bill!
I have another thing I watched.
I think Reacher Season 2 is on Amazon. Did you watch Season 1?
I did not.
Is that the jacked?
Yeah.
Bimbo guy
Thad
or
Castle.
Krasinski? Krasinski's
no. Krasinski's Jack Ryan. That's Jack Ryan.
Shadow recruit. Okay.
No.
Jack Reacher is Thad Castle from Blue Mountain.
Just Reacher. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there not really Reacher. that many TV shows out right now?
Not really. This is like the in between area.
Well, remember there was a strike.
The strike.
But they still made a bunch of shit.
There's no network TV right now. Like normally, 911 Lone Star would be on tonight, and I'd be fucking psyched. But there's not. Yeah. Bill, is that you?
Yeah, you rang.
Reacher's season 2 back.
It should be this week. I think it's this week or next week.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
There's something else coming out this week. Ooh.
Bill, what are you watching right now?
I'm actually rewatching season 1 of Reacher.
There you go.
Wow. Boom.
See, I knew he was the guy to call.
Right. I watched, I bought it because I really wanted to see it. And I've thought about this multiple times. Movie tickets are like $20.
Sure.
You can now buy the movie early for about $20.
Sure. Yeah.
So smart. I bought The Creator.
Okay.
With John David Washington. Huh. It is about the AI human war. And then there's the baby AI.
In face, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable. I fucking loved it. I love the ending. I love the entire progression of the story. There are a lot of I think there are a lot of Bible references in it.
Okay.
Like the way obviously the creator and it's about like a new species, all that shit. It is I couldn't recommend it more. I would probably wait till you can rent it.
Okay.
But that and then I am very close to watching Killers of the Flower Moon, also available to rent.
Right? Okay.
Ooh, I
think I told this to Nick. I didn't say it to any I don't think I said it on,
wait, Mitt
on here.
It?
No, I didn't watch that movie, but I did watch a movie that I liked because a couple of you guys got the chance to meet him. Matthew McConaughey makes this. Actually a good movie. Mud. Movie premise kind of stinks.
Ooh.
That's
an old movie. It actually got unbelievable reviews.
I just didn't really like the premise, and the kid was a little too young for me. But Matthew McConaughey is just such a fucking dog. I have no idea I haven't seen that one yet. I love Matthew McConaughey. I actually didn't know that was an old movie. I thought that was
Independent film.
Really?
It came out, I think, in like 2018.
Yeah,
it was up for awards.
Oh, it's on Amazon.
Who was I telling here?
Mud.
My brother.
Mud was up for a bunch of awards. I didn't think it was great.
I didn't. personally love 2012. It. But I could see how people would.
2012?
My yes. brother Mikey Dogs.
Yeah.
Michael. Huge Godzilla fan.
Yes, he's actually the reason I started watching it, because he said it was good.
He's got a tattoo.
He has a Godzilla tattoo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Godzilla.
He, and a Mothra tattoo.
That's hilarious. Wow.
Which, again,
yeah.
Show us Mothra.
He's a huge fan. He said that Godzilla Minus One is the best Godzilla film he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Who was I saying that to?
Yes, me. Yes, oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's the best ever.
It's got like 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
And then I think you brought this up to me, and I go, when did a Godzilla movie recently just come out?
Like two weeks ago.
It's Japanese.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a movie over here. Yeah, subtitles.
Yeah. There is a new one coming out over here.
Very cool.
Though.
Yeah. Godzilla and Kong
are boys.
And it feels like they're in their new world.
Yeah, the in-between.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm going to need something new tonight. Where do I watch that movie?
Minus One? I believe it. I mean, it's in theaters. So I don't know if you can stream it yet or not.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a stream.
Might have to go to the dark web.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Flower, Son of the Moon?
Flower, Son of the Moon?
I mean, I'm going to watch it. It's 3.5 hours. So what I have kind of decided was this is going to be like a 10, 11 a.m. start.
Wow. Yeah, you got to work up for that one.
That's probably a Sunday morning before a football game.
Yeah. Or just off-season special. I decided to wait for Napoleon, but I still really want to see Napoleon.
Yeah,
Can you watch it right now?
No.
Not on Apple TV yet.
No.
I keep checking it, refreshing the page.
It's going to do the same thing as Killers of the Flower Moon, just so you know.
Okay. You boys want to get in the pod?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Killers of the Flower Moon also an Apple movie, but...
Yeah.
This is from Reddit/Prime. Prime is a drink.
Whoa. R/Prime.
And... Pizza is fire. So you/pizza is fire. What?
User.
I trust this guy.
That's a good user.
So do I. I believe him.
Said, Prime made my cum green. I am male, (34). I drank one bottle of lemon and lime Prime, and since every time I cum, it's green.
That's
is there any way to stop this? I heard drinking water could help, but I would never drink that.
Slime zone!
Please help.
Whoa. You just got to keep coming, brother.
Bro, that's kind of awesome.
He's going to come out.
Slime?
I would never drink
have to come it out,
that.
I think.
I mean, buddy.
Have a glass of water, you mutt.
Yeah. I get the Prime, but if you're eating fucking T-Bell
Prime
and Pizza
made my gum green.
It sounds like this guy only eats pizza.
If this was a real post.
I
which
thought Prime
I
was water.
Nah.
I thought it was like a flavored electrolyte water.
Gatorade.
No. A ton of caffeine.
But, really? Well, I wish
ooh, is Panera Girl in
there? No, I was going to ask you, will you send it to Z?
Yes.
Because I couldn't find it earlier today. Panera Girl. There's actually a sad story behind that, too.
Yes, I've also been filled in on that.
Yeah. If this was true, which I have my speculations.
No.
Someone that thinks water is gross, yes, is probably got, you know, a lot of dew inside of him. A lot of Prime. Like you said, a lot of Baja Blast, potentially, Connor.
A lot of it.
He probably has, yeah. I don't think Prime's probably the thing. It's probably just his diet. And
I will tell you, as a non-water drinker.
You are a non-water drinker.
What the hell, Zito?
When's the last time you drank
water? You
got to
drink water.
It's actually funny. I was told I had to drink some water.
No shit.
And it's crazy how many times you have to pee throughout the day now.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Still probably not drinking enough.
So do you drink water now?
I drink one.
One glass.
You drink one glass.
One.
Thing of like one of those.
Oh, a little smaller than that one.
Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Maybe
I drink
like
that
a,
big thing of water
maybe a
like
Dixie
four
cup.
Times.
Like a small Dixie cup, like a shot glass?
Yeah, you just like to keep your
shot of water.
Keep your tongue wet.
Haven't we talked
like
about
that.
This like years ago, Z?
Yeah, Dr. Mayo finally wanna, said
you
want to
eat like ice chips? You want to eat some ice chips, maybe?
I do love ice cubes.
That's probably the move.
Yeah.
All right.
Z, I got the review of Monk.
Oh, let's go.
I also sent you the caffeine girls.
He said it was all right. I knew how the criminal did the crime, like, immediately, but it was dark. Monk was basically going to commit suicide the entire time.
Yes. Okay.
I don't want
very
to
dark.
That.
It was very dark.
Yeah, that doesn't sound funny.
It's not a glowing endorsement.
But he saved.
He's got OCD during COVID.
It was so dark that the movie ends with, like, the suicide hotline.
How the fuck
Jesus.
Is this called?
Yes.
What
yeah,
the
I
hell?
Was so shocked.
Tony Shalhoub must have went through it during COVID.
Yeah. Must have been in his bag.
Well, he's a man of the people, and when you can't see the people, you can't be around people. Yeah, I could see how you could fall in dark times.
Packers but for this guy, dude. He's just got to come it out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coming up.
Coming up.
Coming out.
That's all.
Coming up.
Wait, hold on.
What level of Angry Birds one?
None. I'm just found the video I sent to Z.
Yeah.
Of the caffeine girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we gonna play it?
Oh, it's so
eventually.
We shouldn't if we're on the drinking fucking people.
Yeah, up. Play it now.
Yeah, might as well.
It's so funny.
This lady, so this girl went to, yeah, she'll explain.
This video was funny.
Yeah, it's about the Panera lemonade, and if you have not heard about the Panera lemonade, you're about
we might
to.
Be saving lives right now.
I think so. Like,
okay.
You need to listen to this.
All right. Do we have to listen to all of 53?
100% should be illegal. So, and it has to do with this drink. Let me, give me a second. So, I, at Panera, I cannot get myself straight. I work at Panera. No, I don't. I work in a Panera. I work in a Panera when I'm doing my work because I don't want to pay for a co-working space, but working at home makes me want to dig my own grave because I'm alone and makes I sense. Don't have Tony human Schlupp. Interaction. So I work at my local Panera. Understand? And when I'm at my local Panera, they have free refills. Free refills. This is the Mango Yuzu Citrus Charged Lemonade. Woo, this is going to be a whirlwind.
Revved up.
Okay? And it has caffeine. And I knew that. But when I'm sitting there, I'll drink four or five of these.
Like four or five.
Like, man, when I work at Panera, I feel great. I feel awesome. I get so much done. Well, so my husband is a type 1 diabetic. So we were going through the drive-thru because I wanted one. And he was like, oh, I want some. And so he went to look up the nutritional facts about the drink so that he could have some and then adjust his blood sugar, right? This, the regular size has 82 grams of sugar.
Nice.
Grams of sugar.
Of sugar.
Whatever. Let's push that aside. It has 260 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah. Oh. 260.
An espresso.
That's tasty.
Look it up. Has 63 milligrams of caffeine. 63 for one shot of espresso. I don't drink coffee. I don't have caffeine very much. I thought. I drink a Diet Coke sometimes. I don't drink coffee. So I'm not,
that's about
I'm not
it.
Used to caffeine.
That's
like
about
that.
It. That's
all we and do. I yeah. feel like the Hulk.
I'm mesmerized.
So yeah, it is fascinating. And yeah, I just wanted, awesome. I did the quick math here. Four of those drinks. She said she drinks 4 to 5. So we'll just say 4 because it seems like she's consistently drinking 4. That's 328 grams of sugar. It's 1,040 milligrams of caffeine in one day. Like,
how do you go to sleep?
I don't think she does.
How does this girl not have a heart attack?
The way she was talking. Yeah, exactly. Well, so when I was looking up for this video today to put it in the pod pod. A girl died a month ago from drinking these, not knowing.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Not knowing any of that information. She died.
Yeah, okay. I'm linking it. I'm putting it together now.
No, not this lady. A different lady who was drinking that.
Okay.
Like, that's how
two deaths I'm seeing.
You're seeing two now?
I'm seeing a second death recently.
So this stuff is like OG Four Loko.
This is a PSA. Okay, be careful of the charged.
260 milligrams
of caffeine. What's a cup of coffee, like 75?
I think
what did she say? Espresso was what? What did she say?
Espresso she said was 86 or 60, yeah.
But that's only like
65.
A shot of espresso. Like it's tiny.
95. This has 95 milligrams in a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So that's 10
cups
of coffee.
Shout out to the diabetes community.
But this says an 8 fluid ounces, one cup. I mean, I'm getting a 16 ounce coffee.
I'm drinking 30 ounces. Are you kidding me? 30 ounces with soy, baby.
Oh, I see. I kind of want to drink one of those and then see.
There's a PSA. Be careful if you're going to Panera and getting supercharged lemonade.
Yeah, don't even be careful. Just don't fucking get it.
I think I'm going to get at least one.
Oh, jeez.
I think I'm going to use one.
Think next, before life. Next week's pod, maybe we all drink one.
Oh, okay. We should drink one. Can you get sugar free?
No, Gums. You got to have
I'm
full
good
experience.
On the caffeine. I don't need the sugar.
You need
pre-made.
The sugar.
It's pre-made in like this thing. That's why they're free refills.
Yeah.
You can probably put it through a strainer and get the sugar out of it.
I mean, I definitely understand how this could happen.
Oh yeah, dude.
Working
yeah.
at a Panera and like you get free refills, they probably taste good.
Dude,
you're grinding.
I agree with you.
Does all lemonade have shitload of caffeine in it?
No.
I don't know.
No. It's charged lemonade, right?
Charged,
it's
baby.
It's their like special product.
On purpose.
It should like
it's charged, baby. That's charged.
That's home brew.
Yeah, it is charged.
Came up with that lemonade. Themselves.
All right. Next.
That is dark.
How do you even get that much lemonade
I don't know.
Or caffeine into a lemonade?
They must
How does it taste good? Beans? It can't taste good.
They have to be getting.
We're gonna have to. We have to get it.
Sugar's for Nick.
We have to get it.
You're right.
That's sugar water.
Just grinding your teeth on the sugar.
Sugar in water. Edgar, your skin is hanging off your bone.
This mango tastes so good.
Nick. Just some of the Golden Globes nominees are out.
Here we go.
Just you know, the classic is 1923 is Yellowstone.
Pretty fucking good. That's a good show.
Last of Us. Ooh, this is a
This is a great list. Well, The Diplomat. What is...
I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
I'm unfamiliar.
I don't even know what it is.
The Diplomat?
This might be the greatest...
Yeah. Tell us about it's it. It's a thriller series on Netflix. Yeah, I actually did see it. Did not watch it, though.
I've seen it.
Might have to, though.
Character?
It looks like the woman from...
The Americans?
No. Love The Americans.
Is it not that woman?
Americans are very good.
Hmm.
I thought it was.
Carrie Russell?
That is, yep. Yes, that is The Americans.
Yeah, so I have seen this too.
I'm a big Carrie Russell fan. That does not look like Carrie Russell from The Americans, though.
I would say this is Succession in a Runaway.
I guess
The
Americans was a long time ago, huh? Huh?
I would say this is Succession in a Runaway, but The Last of Us might sweep.
Don't roll off the crown. People love The Crown.
I was like, yeah, I said, is The Last of Us going to win everything? But then I said, Succession. And the last half of Morning Show this year was very good, I thought.
The Last of Us is the only show this year that had the cultural significance of like Game of Thrones.
I agree.
Something like that.
Gumby, did you get by the terrible episode of Last of Us yet?
What are you fucking
I would argue Succession had that.
Yeah, for sure. But
I'm the eldest boy.
I'm not saying Last of Us did.
But they have cleaned up.
They both,
in the past. And I don't think this season was as good as the seasons that did clean up.
Ooh. Gumby, did you get past the terrible episode of...
That is what finally put me to sleep last night when I stumbled across that about 2:30 a.m.
Was the morning show?
The COVID episode.
Yeah, it's just move on past that.
Yeah,
I think it's good, though. I like John Hammond.
I assumed The Bear or Ted Lasso is going to clean up in musical or comedy.
Jury duty, sneaky pick.
Last season, they're going to get their flowers.
Yeah, I've watched Abbott Elementary a few times. My wife is a big fan.
I've heard
it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I've heard very good things. I've also heard really good things of Only Murders in the Building.
What is that?
I watched the first episode and
me too, dude. I love it. It's like Selena Gomez.
My wife watches that too.
It's a little whimsical.
It is Martin. Whimsical.
How about Selena Gomez dating fucking Benny Blanco?
Yeah,
from the Bronx.
For him. Chuck.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Zed, if you want to go to the next one, I believe there's a couple more. I think
he is Chuck.
And does it give away that Succession has three people nominated for Best Actor?
Yes, they won't win Best Show.
Ridiculous.
But Pedro Pascal might get it, too.
I think it's going to be a two-man race. I also have heard, though, that Oldman in Slow Horses is fantastic.
That's on Apple, right?
Apple TV, yeah.
Next.
Jeremy Strong. That's going to be cool to see who wins that.
Yeah. Who's Alan Ruck?
I mean, the first song. I can't remember his name.
Is the Bear good?
The Bear is so good. I was just going to say Cousins should win this.
So good.
For sure.
I was going to say Krudov should win it.
That's Cousins' real name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
or
a mouthful.
Obviously, Wamsgans.
This is a good category.
Who's Billy? Billy Crudup?
He's the
Billy
bad Crudup's, guy.
Billy Crudup in the morning show?
Corey. Yeah.
The Corey.
President of the
He has one episode this season that's unbelievable.
I mean, I could see anyone.
Connor Zito. That's his name. Duh.
You could have said, what do you call it? Dustin's day off.
Dustin checks out.
But I'm going with Cousin.
Okay. Yeah, Cousin.
Skarsgård, though. Skarsgård was so good in Succession.
Next.
There was a week there where I thought everybody was talking about the old Pauly Shore movie, Jury Duty. I had no idea there was a TV show.
If you are
really
both,
good, actually.
Both good.
If you want to get a watch a really good video, Pauly D DJ'd a Ravens tailgate.
So
awesome. Nostradamus' picks for 2024 are in.
They're not good.
No, I went through them.
Good. Okay, here we go.
Prince Harry becomes king.
Ooh.
I can see that.
Okay. China wages war.
Could see that.
Mm-hmm. There's a climate disaster.
That's right now, though.
It's a lock.
Mm-hmm.
Got a few of those every year.
And there's going to be a new pope.
Wow. Oh,
that's a big one. What is he, 87, I think?
Who is that, Nostradamus?
No.
Pope Francis.
Nostradamus, I think right now would be about 620, something like that. Yeah.
Pope Francis is the first one with the Twitter, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he the one with the Lambo too? Is he driving a Lambo?
I do think he's got
one that
Pope
has a
Lambo.
Nasty
I feel like
jet.
John Paul had a Lambo
I don't know
too.
That's the one that doesn't happen because that guy's kind of cool.
That guy is.
He has that
cool
jacket.
He wears.
I don't want China to wage war.
Pope Francis is.
He's been wrong before.
Nostradamus. He's ridden right before.
Pope
too.
Francis has had some health battles as well.
How old is this fucking guy?
I think
guy?
He's 87.
There it is, 1936.
Wait, so will the next pope have a Twitter?
Yeah.
December,
yes,
actually. His birthday might be coming up.
The handle will be passed down.
Yes.
Just like the president.
Okay. Next.
Yep. 86.
Oh,
no.
Imagine getting exposed like this by Amazon.
Yo, what the fuck? How I unlinked Amazon from my account?
Bro, just delete the fucking tweet.
And then
delete it from any.
Pipe dream extreme. Fuck my big ass.
Yep.
Hell yeah, brother.
This dude.
285 reviews on the pipe dream. Fuck my
big ass. I'm surprised we only has three
stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on there, little chafing?
No. Allegedly, the cum stays inside, so it kind of ruins.
Tough to clean.
Gosh,
not that I would know.
Now we have cum too.
Yep. You got to dedicate a small vacuum to it.
They used the polyurethane instead of latex, and it really
and that just screwed
gummed up the works.
Yeah, the friction just didn't work.
Ooh, buddy.
The fucking fuck me silly.
Yeah, stop.
Guy, stop. The extreme fuck my big ass. Hey, if you're looking for something for Christmas.
Yep. It's not
if you're
late.
Not getting Omaha Steaks, the extreme fuck my big ass has 285 3.5 star reviews.
Yo, what else? Yo, what else is a good Christmas gift?
What's that?
Tickets.
Ooh. Hell yeah, brother.
And we're talking about the best place to get tickets.
Yeah.
SeatGeek.
Duh.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
SeatGeek.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
SeatGeek.
What? Mm-hmm.
Thank you to today's sponsor, SeatGeek, the best ticket app on planet Earth and the moon. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is number one rated ticketing app.
A lot of
there are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek. That's a lot of events. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10.
I like that.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
That's easy.
Green dots mean good, red dots mean bad.
That's easy.
Pretty self-explanatory. And for football season, we got a special promo.
Okay.
Use code PAT30 to get $30 off football tickets. That's any NFL or college football purchase. Bowl season's here. Okay.
Boom.
That's $30 off with code PAT30. Restrictions apply.
Hell
yes,
yeah.
I do. Yes, I do.
Next.
Love you, SeatGeek.
Love you, SeatGeek. This video, I didn't watch any of these. So
this is
if you sent them in, raise your hand.
Divorce Dad.
Divorce Dad. Dad.
Oh,
is a cartoon
yes.
Now.
Yes.
Oh, this. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Play.
Yes,
yes.
Listen here. Yes. I will not die alone because as long as I have these cards, I am never alone.
Have we done any more Divorce Dad open card opening?
I don't think he's dropped any.
Do we know what the cartoon is on?
Mark of a divorced dad. Is he the chosen one? No, that's this impossible. Is so funny.
I would watch the shit out of this TV show.
Is he the chosen one?
I summon perfectly cooked steak. I don't believe it. How does a divorced dad this young contain so much power? His hair is strong, his knees work, but his breath is more pungent than mine. How is this possible? Steak, give it to him rare. No, no, no.
Okay.
Holy all right. Shit.
Oh,
wow. That is crazy.
That kid's a talent.
Yeah. How
yeah.
the fuck
who made
he make that?
That? Yeah.
And that we know where it airs.
I'm blown away.
Blown away. Cartoon Network?
That felt like a Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Or how did they make what was Robot Chicken on?
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
After Dark?
Adult Swim?
Adult Swim, yeah. Thank you.
Safe to say a minute of this, like, doing this, that's took a
forever.
Long time.
Dude, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time, dude.
I this love Divorce awesome. Dad.
He bears the mark of the Divorce Dad.
Steak, serve him rare.
How yeah. does he have so much
give it to him rare. And his breath is more pungent than mine.
An absolute madman.
Funny enough, the rare steak, I'm assuming it was delicious, but it would have been better from Omaha.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, sir.
You're a dog.
Omaha Steaks has the quality, convenience, and everything you need to deliver an unforgettable holiday gift hell experience. Yeah. Me, personally, I gave my dad Omaha Steaks last year.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he's still talking about them.
First time in my life, he told me he loved me.
Gotta love that.
That's how good of a gift this
holy
thing is.
Holy shit.
Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site wide. Yeah.
Whoa,
not 50? Not 15. 50. Like 50. Plus, when you use promo code THEPOD, THEPOD, at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. Send tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignon.
I love the butcher's cut.
Mouth-watering burgers.
The butcher.
Gourmet jumbo fries.
What?
And even easy-to-prepare meals. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. And Believe me, they are unforgettable. Excuse me. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com to take advantage of the 50% off site wide. Plus, use promo code THEPOD, THEPOD, at checkout to get an extra $30
Holy
off your
shit.
Order. Remember,
Woo.
There is a minimum order to be required.
Okay. I mean, and remember, and if you're fighting another divorced dad,
it's only fair.
Yep.
Fucking serve them rare.
Serve them rare.
And Amazon butt not included.
Well said. Next.
What's that mean? Oh, yeah, this guy. I've seen this guy. He's picking up steam.
Ty really loves this guy.
Is that who sent us in? I assume Ty.
We'll save. We'll save it for Ty.
I got a guy to intro next week as well.
Ooh.
I don't know who sent this.
You're bringing a guy?
Is he a food guy?
No. He's just a 25-year-old bachelor living it up in Washington, D.C.
I know exactly who you're fucking talking about because my buddies are obsessed with this fucking kid, too. Please do not bring this guy.
All right, fine. Well, we got
No, we need to bring him in.
Now we have to, but...
next week, we'll do him, and then we'll do this guy in New York.
Have you guys not heard...
No.
You guys have not seen this guy at all?
No.
Is it the Michelin man?
That's crazy.
No. I think this is... Bruce.
That guy we're introing today.
Bruce, I think it's...
Next week, you got to do a talk.
I think it's...
No, we got a guy. Gumpy and I have a guy that's coming in today.
Okay.
I already sent it to Zito.
The finance, I think this kid that
Tony
me and Bruce
Pete
know,
in DC.
Tony Pete in DC, he's like a finance. He's big in the finance.
I've seen one
world.
Or two. I've seen one or two.
Yeah, all my buddies who are in finance are like, this kid's the best. Some are turning already, just so you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, this video, I don't know who sent this video in because it was all in Russian and all the captions were in Russian and the tweet was in Russian.
Is that,
this is the bad guy. Well, who's the bad guy in Hawkeye?
Kingpin.
Yeah, that's who this is.
Cool. Play it. I don't
Give
know.
Me Spider-Man.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Turn the volume up.
Stanford Steve.
Обнял братан. Давай с юбилеем по любому.
So is that just like a good morning?
We have no idea. He could be saying the worst things in the world right now.
Yeah, Russian is terrifying.
Pipes? Yeah, Russian is really scary.
That he might have been saying the nicest things in the world.
He it was,
but
terrible.
Didn't
he
feel was. Like that.
I am so confused.
Oh, Zito sent that in.
You never know what he's saying.
Imagine being caught up with the Russian mob and that guy comes to deal with
it. I wouldn't want it.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, give us fucking Financial Pete.
No, we got a different guy.
Wait for that for next year. That's a good tease.
Okay, next.
Finance Pete.
Oh, this is so fucking disgusting. Did I send this in?
Oh, I
Somebody
watched
else
this.
Did.
The internet sent this in.
This is terrible.
Okay, play it.
I'm very interested.
This dude's a fucking menace.
Is it? We got it.
Is this a guy who normally cooks in like the hotel bathroom?
No, yeah. Different guy. But
different
those guys should be arrested.
Same so gimmick.
What's he this saying right here? Is he just saying like
he's?
Yeah, he can't play.
He's saying that he's gonna make roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, and shrimp. In the bathroom of an airplane.
How can you bring a battery on a plane?
You can't, right?
No. Apparently you can.
I thought, well, I guess lithium you can't bring. Maybe,
but I feel
different.
It feels like
yeah,
you shouldn't.
You still bring.
Yeah, this
still
is
bring
still
them.
An absolute fucking fire hazard. You gotta
fucking, what the fuck?
This also probably smells like shit.
Yeah, it's just boiling shrimp.
I would be so. Could you imagine having to like go to the bathroom?
That wouldn't be thrilled. Oh.
This is
making
I'd be
fucking
so mad.
Mashed potatoes.
This like, guy should be put on a no-fly list immediately.
Yeah, he should be banned for life.
Oh, he takes it out? No, he doesn't.
He eats
it. He eats
it? Yeah, he eats it.
This is so fucked up.
Yep, fuck this guy. Jail. Prison. Never fly again.
I hate him.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as prison, but I mean, put this guy on the no-fly list at least.
People are doing too much. I mean, I can't believe that's a thing. This guy does this at multiple places. This isn't the first time this guy's done this.
I would assume it's not the first time. I assume when
it probably would have smelled better if that guy took a shit.
Like normally when you have sex, first time you have sex, not on a plane. You got to work your way up to a plane.
Of course.
So there's a corner of the internet where these people do it in like hotels. And they like make ribs in the bathroom.
I saw a guy make a Thanksgiving dinner
in his
dorm room,
and
it looked
really,
oh,
no, he's
bro,
really
that
talented.
Guy's
yeah,
dog.
That guy's a beast.
That guy's
I've seen that.
Good at it.
See, he owns the room, though. You know, like
yeah,
the dorm
room.
Yes.
He lives there.
Room.
Yes.
You can't go in a hotel and fucking do that.
I agree.
I also like the guy who yells down from his apartment and says, "Hey, what meal do you want right now?" And I think he's in New York, and he makes them whatever meal they want, and it's always fucking awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
There's a lot of TikToking going on in there. Manhattan
I would love to pay the Russian red guy to kill all these
What
guys.
Do you do for a living?
That'd be sick.
Good idea, Z.
Good idea,
but
Z.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Of course. Would never, actually.
I didn't listen to this one either, so hopefully it's good.
I did. I wasn't...
Not good?
Yeah, well, let's...
Is this good?
What about when you drove all the way through my town that at high speeds me? When I pulled behind you?
Can you prove it was me driving? Yeah,
I got you. Thank you.
How can you prove it was me driving?
Because I also have your car key right here.
Okay. That has nothing to do with me driving. Do you have me driving the car?
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of me?
I got enough.
You have a picture of me in the car. That's not straight.
I've got enough.
That's not straight.
Yeah, you're not straight.
Do you know what straight is?
Yeah, me. The opposite of you.
Whoa.
The opposite of you.
What are you trying to do, bro? Okay. You're gonna crisscross my legs? I could do it for you.
Great. I want you to stay just like that.
I got you.
Great.
Can you make these cuts looser?
Nope.
I'll be. Hold up, more. Can you call a supervisor?
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, where?
Ty sent this in.
If he was closer, I'd walk this guy over here. But
tell him to stop getting dunked.
At 5'6", 300 pounds, I'm afraid his fat ass would have a heart attack on the way over.
Oh, man.
I know.
Fucking slob. You're a fucking pig. You're a disappointment to your family. You want
anything? Hey, I'm over right at Nick's barbecue.
With a cowboy hat like that?
Breathe. Gotta love the guy on the ground in handcuffs calling him a disappointment to his family. Okay.
You fuck me up. You kick me.
I kick you.
You beat me up. You don't see you have me on the fucking ground like I'm a dog?
I saw you tripping.
Why do you think I did a burnout in front of you guys?
Because you're dumb.
Was the roast the fat ass part?
I think so.
That's great.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Free the cut boys. It off.
Free the boys?
I do, if I were to be an officer.
Yeah.
This might go... Without saying, I'm going to be an officer where I can wear a cowboy hat all day long.
Yes.
Yeah. We suspect
I think that's anywhere.
So much cooler in those towns.
Yeah.
And it says sheriff, not police.
By the way, Google released their highest search things of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the number one search song in America was this year?
Boobs.
What was it?
You know what it is.
Boobs. I should have been a cowboy.
Close.
I love this bar. Toby Keith.
Small time.
Try that in this small town.
Hell number one search song this year.
Got people buzzing.
I mean, everybody was fucking talking about it.
That is hilarious.
Yep.
Aldean does it again.
Yeah. Next.
I've listened to that song one time.
This is a car driving fast trying to catch up to other cars.
Okay, thanks for breaking that down.
I like this. I like this a lot. This is definitely a scary video.
Ready.
See how far the cars are in front of us?
Right.
Watch how fast they catch up.
Uh-oh, there it is.
Oh, shit.
Loser. The lady's laughing at him. You hear that? All that is time. Awesome.
Hey, you see how far them cars are up there?
Watch this.
Watch how fast I catch them.
Ready.
Ready.
The cars are in front of us.
Right.
Watch how fast.
Right. He picked the bendiest, curviest part of the road. We'll do it.
What a dickhead.
Jesus fucking.
Just cackling in his face. Like, oh, you idiot.
Oh, I love
this
that.
This is a legend.
What is that a sand color Stang?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
Is that the toy?
Yeah, actually, guys, I do have a confession. That is how I crashed my car. I'm sorry.
Love that.
More believable than what you told
Watch
us.
Watch how fast I catch up.
Speaking of the toy, it actually does look pretty
it does.
Sweet.
It does. The toy does look sweet.
The toy is back in it.
I love the
better than that.
So
looks
much sweet. Better. So much better.
Nice job, Mitt. Proud of you, bud.
Good choice. Right. Great choice.
I like that you busted out in December.
Yeah.
That is the time of year to bring out the Stang.
Unfortunately, that is everything.
Yeah, everything.
What?
No, wait. We got the guy I sent you, right?
Oh, we're saving it for next week.
No, we're meeting a new guy. No. Come
this
on.
This is a different guy. Okay. And this grew on me, actually, a bit. So my first time watching it, I wasn't like, oh, this is awesome.
This is a tough sell already.
It grows on you.
Bro, this guy already...
Let it loose. Let it rip.
You got to restart it. You got to restart it.
There you go. Is this Gumpy's guy too? Is this your buddy?
I did stumble across this.
Stay
as well.
Still. Don't do shit. You're on a mission. You're on a Michelin, man. A Michigan. A mission for real. You're destined. You're a ledge. Let it loose. Let it rip. You got this. Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
He's talking to you, Mitt.
Just keep doing your thing. Head up. Head up. Stay hot. You know? Chest out. Go. Don't let him play with you. Don't let him do it. Don't even think about letting him do it. Because you're him. You gotta know it deep in your art.
Deep in your art.
Deep down in your art. Trust your art. Right? Yup, that's all. That's all. Let it breathe. Pause.
Bro, this is literally
stay still.
Me at 4 a.m.
Don't do shit.
I'm giving this speech to people.
You're on a mix.
Shocker.
You're on a mix. Well, pause, guess what? Next time you do that, film it because I want to watch that.
Hell no.
I mean, it was kind of motivating.
It was.
You're on a mix.
How many times have you two assholes said that to each other on your drive into work?
We did it three times today.
Yeah, it was.
On the way to work, I mean, I can't believe we haven't just like saw them pass each other and go,
Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm actually super surprised. Tell you what,
in Michigan,
was our first time watching.
I promise you, if the Dolphins would have won last night, Gumpy would have came in after the workout, came into here today and be like, and would have just
100%.
Yep.
We're on a mish.
Fins are on a mish.
It was maybe my darkest
day. Let it rip, Fins.
My darkest day walking into the Hawks today.
Yeah, I can feel it.
It was tough.
You're a Michigan man in Michigan.
That's why football is the best, because it matters.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
To be honest, that's one of my favorite videos we've been introduced to. I didn't laugh that much. No.
But I think this
has a lot of potential.
It was like the first time you watch it, you kind of just take it in, and then it kind of gets better from there.
Yeah. Let's see what this kid does with it.
Yeah. Well,
okay. But I'm open to this guy.
All right. That's it for today.
Any update on Barbecue Jake?
Next.
I saw one. I didn't send it in. I saw one. He's branching out now. He went to a local.
Let me get a
local watering hole and steakhouse.
Okay,
and he reviewed.
Oh, really?
Their wares and their
Word on the street is he's selling out for these people.
Yeah. BBQ.
That's the word on the street.
Barbecue Jake is.
I don't. I'm not going to say that. I don't think he's got that in his bones.
I agree.
That's just what I've heard.
Food guy.
We'll do a deep dive on.
Yeah.
That.
So next
is a local goat. Let's just do it real quick since we're here.
Down at the local goat. This place right here was packed. Let me tell you, we tried out a few things. Let's see how it was.
Go over.
So they got a pretty good menu and everything sourced locally. We decided to go ahead and order the Cajun shrimp appetizer. It came with French bread.
Look at that bread.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, it looked good. If you dip that old French bread in that sauce, it's pretty fire. Let's try us out a bite.
Look how good Jake looks when he goes out.
Right there. Shrimp's cooked well and seasoned well. So I got the bison meatloaf with the caramelized onion mashed potatoes.
What an order.
Looked pretty good. Had a good glaze on it. It's going for that bite of the mashed potatoes. They were good, creamy, and they weren't real thin. That's just how I like them.
Yeah.
Had the bison meatloaf with some of the crispy onions on top. Had a lot of
flavor. I kind of like this.
Came out really, really
the
well.
The voiceover.
So as far as dessert, chocolate bread pudding with some good old ice cream on top. The warm bread pudding and
Jake,
the cold
don't
ice
do it
cream
to him.
Really went well together. The complimentary guests. But they served it hot.
Jake's on a miss.
My mouth when I cooked this old bite. I'd definitely check this place right here out again.
The local
had some great
goat
food. I'm excited to try more from them. Yeah. This place right here.
You're telling me he's shilling?
Apparently there's been a lot of that.
No.
And people are saying, okay. Now, Jake, this all roads led to him, you know, doing this, but I know there's a lot of people that aren't as happy.
I like it. It's a new angle. I like the approach.
I did like the voiceover while he's shoving it in his mouth.
Wait, is that
going for that bite?
It's going for that bite.
Hey, I'm going to be doing a little breakfast review over at Bucky's.
We got the hippo taco.
Now scroll to the
try
right.
Try it out. Take a look at that cross section. See what it's all about.
I don't love this one.
No.
It's actually pretty good. So we got the old brisket egg taco.
Oh,
I'm going to make it how I like. You make it how you like.
Quit doing this barbecue,
I've actually had
BJ,
this
okay
before and how I like to do it. That's some of that good old cheddar cheese.
He brought it with him.
And I like to go in with that green sauce.
Did he bring that with him too?
No, they're in plastic containers.
He always has a packet of green sauce and cheddar cheese.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In his pocket. Jesus, Jake.
If you've had this before and you haven't tried it like this, go ahead and try it sometime. Lastly, for those who like a good old
Jesus
classic,
Christ,
got a
this
all
is
right
chilling.
I can't do this anymore.
This is chilling. The other
we'll
one
be back
good
next week. I can't do this anymore.
It's giving all the options.
Thank you. Goodbye.